Wow, I get a lot of fans at that table that wanted to be in line to meet me after the show.
Seated early,
maybe. My act's not for everyone. What can I say? Go to the other place. If this is what you expect, how many people came here to see me, Doug Stanhope, specifically tonight? All right, how many people came to see whatever bag of shit was standing behind the microphone? There you go. See, if you don't like me. Fucking fault. This is the only form of entertainment where people do that. They show up, it's comedy. You don't show up for drama or horror or comedy. Would just show there it is again. What is that, Ben? Oh, it's pussy snapping. There you go. Brian Hersey's going to get 90 seconds of comedy tonight. I forgot completely what I was talking about. Oh, comedy, yeah. You don't go to concerts and you want to go to a concert tonight? Who's playing? I don't have any earthly idea. We'll just show up at the stadium and be potluck. You don't go to fucking movies, tickets to whatever's closest. I don't care. I'm lazy. I'm just trick hip and comedy, you just show up, you know? Which works out well for me. You don't like me? Fuck off, huh? Go to a video, go to rent porno, just grab any box off the shelf. Don't get pissed off. There's two guys taking dumps on one another's chests. There's lots of different kinds of porno, and there's lots of different kinds of comedy. You don't like it? Fucking read the box next time, dick. Ladies and gentlemen, a time at every comics where he has to bring up a local guy from out of the fucking blue and do 90 seconds of comedy. Brian Hersey. Where's Hersey? Where are you, Hersey? He's doing it. He's going to do it because he fucking heckled me and it was funny. Now he's going to fucking know his wares while I piss and he's going to do 90 seconds of fucking unwanted comedy to a fucking riotous crowd. A riotous crowd, he said. Hersey, 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 you fucking knew it. I'll do this joke in the meantime. I have a bit of a potty mouth. My dad used to wash out my mouth with soap, but it was just to get rid of any traces of his DNA. Now, remember, when we were, Hersey, 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 Hersey. Hersey! Oh, he's coming down the hallway like a boxer. He's got the fucking two guys on each side. Hersey! He's... Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. So, yeah, thought ya.
I'm too fucked up to be up here right now. I don't know if anybody knows that, but I'm an actual comic. And I really should not be on stage at this point in the evening. Doug's getting paid, so he's fairly sober. I am seriously fucked up. I should not be up. It's your people's fault. Alright, we'll try. Let's see if I can go through a bit here. How many people have seen me before? Anybody? Nobody? A few people, alright. Well, let me see. You'll know if I fuck up then. I got a speeding ticket recently, and just between us, I'm not slowing down. I don't think anybody else here should. Don't slow down. When you get a speeding ticket, that's not a crime, all right? That's a form of random taxation. That's all that shit is, right? It's not a crime if you can get out of it by taking a class. That's how I know it's not a crime, right? Theft, rape, murder, those are real crimes. You can't take a class for that shit. You can't go sign up for defensive homicide class, can you? Some balls up there for hours. All right, class, what do you do when the cops find you standing over a dead body with a bloody knife? You have a chainsaw. Would you like to answer that? I tell them, don't look at me. I just hear myself. Good answer. Good answer. Domestic violence. Welcome to domestic violence class. What's your name and why are you here? My name is Carl. I'm here because I beat the shit out of my wife in a school zone. The fines are doubled. Fuck it, I'll take the class. School zones. I mentioned something. School zones, we gotta get rid of school zones, right? I don't get the concept. Slowing down just because a few kids are around? Why? So they can get a good shot? Is that why we're slowing down? We got 12-year-olds doing drugs, having sex, and killing people. I think they can learn to cross the street with the rest of us. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Stanhope!
Fucking criminal mentality, like that whole bullshit. Fuck you, do the crime, you better be able to do the time. That whole fucking burn the fucking kill, fry them. That mentality is gonna fucking go, man. It does, it's fucked up. That's because it's that fucking same kill all the fucking the death row guy, George Bush. Fucking nitwit, fry mentality. You read these boys 18 years every fucking week now. 18 years, 17 years in prison. Fucking guys who did nothing. DNA testing that you didn't want to give them. Because, that'll fuck up your story. You don't want to give them, they get the DNA testing and they're out. And you know what? They say, hey, have a nice day, man. 18 fucking years of our life. That's. Take it easy here. We'll reimburse you the $5,000 that you had when you were a janitor when we fucked you in the first place. We can afford to do that because if you had any money, we wouldn't have railroaded you like to begin with. I say if you did the time, you need to do the crime. How about that? Spin it back around. These motherfuckers walking out 18 years. Yeah, well, you got a gift certificate right there. 18 years. Yeah, remember me, lady? Remember when you said the black guy did it? Black guy's knocking at your fucking door and he's got 18 inches of cotton tear off in your ass. And if I come too quick, don't worry. I can make up the others on a gift certificate. I'll kick your dog on the way out for a fucking year. I'll do 6 months for fucking taking your toaster. Yeah. That fucking whole. Fucking kid that's 12 years old. He's fucking a 12 year old fat kid. Fucking life in prison. Oh, yeah, we're gonna. These kids like adults. You know what I'm talking about? The wrestling move. He's doing the wrestling move on the girl. Killed her. All right, yeah, he can do something. But on the paper, they actually said that he was only 12 years old, but he was already 120 pounds. They actually said, as though that might justify. Well, he weighed as much as an adult. Try him as such. No one's listening still, right? Hopefully George Bush can fuck up this country so much that people actually do something. Because no one in this country does it until your fucking nose is pushed in it. You're the only one laughing anymore, and it's goading me. All people are staring. Go back to the things out of your ass stuff. All right, I'm going shortly. I just need one more beer and a shot of Jägermeister to that fucking head. This neck thing. Alright. Here's the keys to life. Because I have them. Big key to life, excess in moderation. They'll tell you that moderation is key to life. And that's half the story. You have to stretch it out every now and then, right? Don't eat. Don't drink a couple of beers every night after work. Pick one night of the week, like tonight, and drink all the fucking beers at once. It's completely shit. Find your range. Find the outside wall. Right? This is Mark Babbitt, the manager of the place. He's not the owner. He's the manager. Here's to you guys. I'm sorry. I drink and do other things too much. I quit smoking. I had a friend of mine read me the Riot Act. Do you know what you're doing to yourself? I mean, for God's sakes, you smoke almost three packs of cigarettes a day, and you're drunk on stage every night, you're just destroying your body. I said, don't you have four children? I'm destroying my body? I can put my hand in your cunt and still flip a coin, but I'm destroying my body. Might be a little greasy in the liver, but I don't have to carry my tits in my pants pockets. Here's the guys. You've been a great crowd. Thanks for tolerating.